So over 100 years on from the conception of Carriage Works as a railway workshop site, the amazing site as we know it today has been given new life as one of Sydney's most well-known art spaces. And Carriage Works regularly invites artists to create site-specific commissions. In this past, we've seen works from Nick Cave, Katharina Gross, and many more famous artists from across the world. And first on the agenda for 2020 is Rebecca Bauman's Radiant Flux, which is an amazing kaleidoscopic installation. And I'm joined on the line by Rebecca to tell us a little bit more about this work. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So to start off, I'm interested in kind of your thought process going into creating this work, because obviously Carriage Works is just a ginormous space, and I can imagine it would be very intimidating to try and kind of come up with something to fill such a big room. So where did you start with Radiant Flux?
Well, I got approached and sort of to actually think about the space, I guess in an immaterial sense, and thinking about working with the light in the space. So that was kind of, I guess, a good, and I have a history of working that way in my practice. And, you know, because it has such beautiful light sources from the skylights and from all the historic windows and things. So it was sort of a really good opportunity to sort of actually work with the building, almost use the building as a canvas, and to, I guess, affect it in a really immaterial way with sculpting with light, using light as, you know, paint, and thinking about how you affect space and affect a viewer's experience of that space through using light.
Sorry. I was just going to ask, so through obstructing the light in this way that is kind of typical of your practice, how do you think viewers will be affected?
Well, I mean, the space, what I was really interested in with this work as well is, I guess, it kind of becomes almost a giant timepiece where it will change throughout the day. And so when you visit, if you visit at different times, and it will always be different depending on, I guess, basically where the sun is, but also the atmospheric conditions. And so it sort of has it becomes almost like a live entity in itself. So I suppose I don't have like a specific thing I want the audience to get out of it or to feel when they, but I think, I mean, we are affected by light and how, you know, those sort of things, and they affect our sort of, you know, sensory, you know, input sort of affects our experience of the world, I guess. So I'm sort of interested in that experience and giving that to the audience.
Yeah, something that I really like about this work, as you've kind of alluded to there, is it's extremely site-specific, responding to the natural light in the building as well as the architecture. And the architecture, for anyone who's been to Carriage Works, is, yeah, incredibly unique, as it does have a history as a railway workshop. How did you kind of work with the architecture specifically when creating this work?
I mean, yeah, it's so interesting because the Carriage Works has this history of being this, like, yeah, railway workshop, you know, space of creation, I suppose, in a different way to what it is now, which is, I thought, was quite interesting. I mean, the architecture is so beautiful. Like, even though it was once an industrial space, it also has so many details. But it also has this amazing volume of space in it, like these, like, very, very high ceilings. And I sort of, that was something I find, I guess it's sort of like when you think about, I guess, even like sort of, you know, religious architecture and like that thing about volume and space and light and how that affects you and affects your body and how it creates a sense of a reverent space. And so I suppose in some ways I sort of felt like I was trying to create like this cathedral of light, you know, something where you were sort of, I guess creates a sense of awe or something. Or I also sort of felt like in some ways it's been creating almost like theatre set, you know, like it creates a space for things to happen. It feels a little bit like an empty set when you are in the space, like, and I've seen people like dancers and things sort of dancing in the light and things, so I sort of like to think that maybe I could have set up a space for people to do other things within.
It's also nice as well, given the context of Carriage Works as a space where like things are filmed, or yeah, there's lots of different theatre works or film works as well, so that interacts really nicely with the kind of general purpose of Carriage Works itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
And also in your practice, you often deal with the duality of precision and variance. I'm interested as to what draws you to this oscillation and how we might kind of see a bit of that in this particular work.
I think it's sort of that thing about, I think I'm interested in, I guess, control and chaos. And it's sort of, I like this idea of, I guess I work with a lot of sound materials. So the material I've used, which is a dichroic film for this work, is a, you know, it's a commercial material, and that's very that's what I do a lot in my practice. And I guess I'm interested in things like working with these materials as almost being performers a lot of the time. So I've worked with things like coloured smoke and done sort of different things where I sort of think about like setting up a stage and then allowing the experience to unfold in a way. So I guess there's something about, I guess, slightly losing control as an artist and allowing things to happen, I guess, creates a bit of anxiety, but it's sort of also exciting. But it's also, I guess, sort of in some ways what life is like as well, isn't it? Where it's, you can't, we like to have this idea that we have a lot of control over what's happening, but we really are at the whim of so many other things.
Yeah, and I guess
I think there's something about that which I think really appeals to me, tapping into that.
Yeah, and I guess as you mentioned as well, because the work is ever changing as it responds to the elements, you really don't have much control over people's experience in that way.
No, I guess no, absolutely not. And I think the other thing is, I've never been wanting to be released. I'm interested in people's subjectivity, and I guess my work generally, my practice sits within sort of the language of abstraction. And what I like about that is that it kind of can create a bit of a mirror for people to sort of, I guess, reflect or project onto it what their experience is, and bring all the things that they have in their life to that work. So, like, I'm always interested in what people get out of works rather than trying to tell them what a work should be or what they should get out of it. So that's the thing about subjectivity versus a universal experience is something I find really, really interesting.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A kind of an affective experience rather than a dictated experience.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yes.
You mentioned before as well that the main material you've used is diachronic film. Can you tell us a little bit more just about the materiality of this work and kind of how it works exactly and what that is?
Well, so it's dichroic film. So dichroic comes from a Greek word, which is dichros, which means of two colours. So this film, it's basically has a spectrum within it. So it's made by having multiple layers of film to sort of create this sort of spectral experience. So when you have that on a window and you move around it, it actually will change colour as you move past it. It is also really affected by the light. So when during the day, the work is incredibly reflective as you approach the building because the main light source is the sun and it's outside. But as the light shifts and the main light source is inside, it will become reflective inside. So it has this amazing sort of dynamism, and it's very, it's a dynamic material. So I find that sort of inherent change that the material has in it itself to be really, really interesting. So also, depending on where the angle of the sun is, the light, the colour of the light which is reflected through the material changes as well. So that sort of gives it that sort of that quality, I guess, which I was after, which was of change of, of changing experience, I suppose.
And I think it's really interesting, this kind of central idea of change, considering the work is there for such a long time and people always pass through it for different reasons. It seems, yeah, really fitting for the space and a site-specific installation.
Well, yeah, and I think it's, there's sort of, it will change across the seasons. I mean, with all the sort of smoke that's in here, it's changed the experience of it as well. So it's sort of, it will sort of change depending on all those kind of different things, which will be happening across the next sort of 6 months.
Well, yeah, I'm really excited to visit it and visit again and see the changes and observe them for myself. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. It was really wonderful to hear your insights.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So that was Rebecca Bowman discussing Radiant Flux, which is an exciting work kicking off this brand new decade on January 8th at Carriage Works. It is free and just in the foyer there, so be sure to check it out again and again and observe those changes.